after you smoothie me ice cold pizza, cafe ole, latte da. You'll do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hit spin like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Caroline. Brothers and sisters, I am so elated, thrilled, whatever word you want to use that expresses that this morning. And I got to do a little bit of deliverance this morning. Now, this deliverance I'm going to do this morning, I've never done it before. However, I know that I'm supposed to do this. And you'll find out in just a few minutes. But I'm going to tell you. I think this song right here says it better than me. And because as the leader and overseer of this Tagline Ministry, Jesus Believers Church, I made it through something. I made it through. And because I made it through, I spiritually opened the way. And I have no doubt you're going to make it through too. I have absolutely no doubt. You see, as the priest, so go the people. And when God gives me something, forewarns me, whatever, and I make it through, you're going to make it through too. Well, I made it through. I completed another mission for God with your help. With your help. It took everything that we have done in the past 7-8 days with God's direction. I could say this morning, happy, 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 happy.
Somebody's gone.
That believes. Well, I was thrown in a deliverance situation, and the person that was getting delivered said to me, they said, I don't believe this. In other words, what they said was, I hear what you're saying, Erica Shepherd, and you were fine up to this point right here. But right here, I just don't believe you. I don't believe you got it right, meaning not me having something, but me having the right understanding. So I said, okay, God, you just cut me out the picture. They don't know, they just cut me out the picture. So I said, what you gonna do, God? He said, you know, this is where I put you, and you know, right here, you have to wait. I said, okay. So what happened? This is the end result. In the name of Jesus yesterday, we overcame Ghana witchcraft. We overcame witchcraft straight up from Africa to destroy somebody through death. And when they came here, they brought death with them, which means that in that little small time when they didn't believe I may know what I was talking about, death was launched against me too. Because remember, when you come alongside somebody to help them, the demons that are out to get them now become your problem too, because you are standing between them and their success, which would be from the dark side, which would be to kill somebody or take them to hell or destroy them. This was a witch and witchcraft from Ghana. Didn't know that at the time, because this person that launched the witchcraft is a Christian Satanist preacher that has a contract with Satan to deliver X amount of souls for false counterfeit makeshift power. Literally, this person has engaged in a contract with Satan for power under a false Christian banner in a church. So everybody that comes into the church is a sacrifice to Satan. And God, with your help, Ted Arn, was showing me how to undo this. Yesterday was the kicker. Let me tell you why. Yesterday, they shapeshifted in a bird. Remember, first they came as an angel of light, then they came as Satan, then they came through a person unloosing bed bugs. I mean, and we fought this battle, everything they sent, we fought it and won. But when the person said, Yes, Monica, yes, I had to fight the Marine Kingdom demons in the name of Jesus. So it was Mammy Mermaid. I don't know if you know Mammy Mermaid, Marine Kingdom spirit. Just like Mammy Mermaid is just like an incubus succubus. Same effect. Only worse, because it takes spirit brides and it takes believers and turns them into the bride of Satan. It takes believing men and converts them into Pan and Baka Bacchus and some other things. And it works right along beside Leviathan. Leviathan is the king over this devil. So we in the sanctuary. First it came at me, Brother Joe, and Jose. I get up, there's a dead bird laying right at the door. It tried to shake you. It was sent as a bird through the utilization of a cauldron. And the bird was supposed to bring the stuff. So I look at the door, I look out the door, and I said, Jose, you took Tracker out, the dog. I said, if this had been there when you took Tracker out, Tracker would have noticed this. So I got my cleaning stuff, me, Brujo, Jose. We got the dead bird. Now, the bird didn't have no blood. Listen to me. There was no blood. There was no indication of what killed the bird. So we got the bird up. Right, Jessica. Right. You're right. I had that happen. I had the vision first. Then it happened. It happened. God gave me the prayer. It was a prayer from Apostle John Eckert's book against spiritual birds. And so then we got here in under the sanctuary, dealing with the spirits, and I hear this loud boom, and I go to the door, and guess what? Another dead bird. I say, now wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. This bird had just hit the door. The first shapeshifting devil could not come in the door. They not been able to come in the door. And since we got the bed bugs out, unclean spirits, and I mean we moved fast. Nothing here. There was nothing here that they could link up with. And then God began to expose it. We got the second dead bird. Now this is in less than 4 or 5 hours. So then God began to unfold this thing. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you what had happened. Right. Mammy water. That's it. Mammy water. This spirit was utilized through a witch from Ghana and American Satanists come together. Are you hearing me? Under the guise of a Christian preacher. For what? Money, fame, power. In my whole life, this one was different. But I praise God because he, right, mammon. He warned me. And every time he warned me, I told you, and you took it and got all the research. So I knew what I was dealing with. I just didn't know how. So put that in the chat room. You can know what you're dealing with, but you cannot know how. How what? How to break it down and defeat it. And then if the person that you're praying for is a Christian believer, you're going to have a big problem. Because the Christian believer has been taught, this cannot happen to me. I got the Holy Ghost. This can't, no way could this happen to me. No way, as anointed as I am, can the devil come in and do this to me. So you got that mindset you got to deal with too. Which is a form of what? Doubt and unbelief. You can know what you're dealing with, but not know the strategy, because now you're dealing with something that's new. You ain't never encountered this before. And then, this is the awful part. I'm going to break it down, and I was working on it this morning. I was so tired. Yesterday, I had to ask Brother Joe, go get me a big, I didn't really even know why I was doing it. I said, go get me a big steak. And he, you know how it is right now. It's kind of, when I say me, I meant all of us. Because I don't do nothing for myself that we don't do together. I needed protein. Because what this particular witch did is found right in the Bible. See, if it ain't in the Bible, it ain't real to me, because it won't move the devil. The only thing that will move the devil and demons and witchcraft and all this stuff is the Word of God. So God has to show me first, and the person I was dealing with had said, this is how, said, I believe that there's a woman in Africa. And I said to myself, that is this demon. That's the Satanist. He don't have to go to Africa. But he did. He hooked up. And you see, what I didn't understand right, you need physical strength, food, to defeat certain types of attacking spirits. They want you to fast because they know that your inner man is going to be strong, but your outer man is going to be weak, and your body can't even stand the power of God. Because when you have a real power encounter where the light and the darkness fighting each other, your body, your physical body has got to be able to handle this. And you already know that when the power of God comes into contact with the natural body, something's got to give. And this is why people become slain in the spirit, because they cannot handle the power of God in its manifestation. Your physical body can't handle it. So what happens? It gives. And that's why when you're in a clash with light and darkness, you better live a fasted life. You better live a life where when you for real come into a clash with Satan, you can handle it. Because see, that ain't the time to fast. Okay? Well then, Deborah Adams, you were taught right. I was taught to eat lots of high quality protein when doing warfare. It's the God's truth. So what happened was, now I done got rid of these two dead birds. In the name of Jesus, we done overcome the spirit of death. This is what happens. when we overcame in the deliverance, because this deliverance has taken quite a few days. It cost these people a lot of money. Not money for me, but money traveling here. They had to travel here a long distance two or three. Because what this Satanist had done and attempted to do and had really done. I'm not kidding you. I pray the person write a book about this. A book needs to be written. This person, the Satanist, knows how to put cancer. Knows how to put cancer on people. And the people around this Satanist that have been allowed to see this, it builds up a fear in the inner man, not in their outer man, because the body and their soul is doing the best it can to fight off this thing. But you see, God says, let the strong bear the burdens of the weak. God says to love your brother as you love yourself. There are battles that you can't win by yourself. I'm just telling you the truth. When you come up against high level and you got to draw back on somebody that has already made it through this. So I called up one headliner that knew Rebecca Brown personally. And I said to them, I said, did you ever hear, I forget what I said to him. I said something about, did you ever hear of Rebecca Brown talking about something in her house? I don't even, the Holy Ghost had me call them up, so I don't even remember what I said. But they said, no. And then they texted me later and said, but I heard go through an encounter like this. Now, I know, I'm assuming most of you know who Rebecca Brown is. Rebecca Brown wrote the book, He Came to Set the Captives Free, and she had to battle those Satanists to get this girl free. But anyway, Rebecca Brown's book, it's an old book, He Came to Set the Captives Free. Well, I didn't know Rebecca Brown personally, but I had sat in some of her house group meetings, and I knew she didn't have the technology and stuff we have now, but Rebecca Brown was a MD. She was a doctor. And so I called this person. I said, did Rebecca ever say, in your working with her and knowing her, did she ever, I don't even know how I put that thing, but I was searching for answers. And I knew that God could tell me through this person's mouth if, because Rebecca Brown is about the only person that I know that would enter in a personal warfare encounter directly against Satan. Most other people are cowards. They ain't gonna do it, okay? So I asked her, because I'm searching, because in my mind, it ain't equaling out, and the Holy Ghost is not giving me the answers. Because God says sometimes you have to search a thing out. Right, Deborah. This Satanist must be at the top of his coven. Oh, he is. Not only the top of his coven, the top around the world in terms of his game. But You see, God, in some instances, has to take you to the root. Remember Jeremiah? Pluck up. Find that scripture for me, somebody. Jeremiah, pluck up, build up, where God gave Jeremiah his commission. It's in Jeremiah. Pluck up, plan out, rebuild, all of the above. And this Satanist, yeah, that's it. Thank you, Nadia. Jeremiah 1:10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and then to build and to plant. So God dropped that in my spirit, which told me, keep going. But I want you to do it in ease. Drop back to ease. So I dropped back to ease. And I think that the person for a minute thought, man, Erica is just too laid back or something. But I wasn't. When God tell you to drop back to ease, that means he's going to handle this. So God said, drop back to ease. I'm going to show you some things. This Satanist, Deborah, had completely taken over the identity of the person I was ministering to. I mean completely. A soul exchange had taken place. Now, what was puzzling to me, I couldn't figure out how he did it. See, if I don't know how he did it, I don't know how to help the next person. And I don't know how to write it in a book so it could help millions. Millions got to be set free now. Because this contract the Satanist made with Mammon and Satan and Leviathan and Incubus and Succubus all wrapped up into one, and magic and you name it. So after I explained to the person, I said, and these spirits, and the person is very, very gifted. Very, very, very gifted. Very, 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 very gifted. But you could be the most gifted person in the world. It can happen. Because this is what the Bible says. Go to Genesis 3. In Genesis 3, it says, now the serpent was more subtle. Spell S-U-B-T-I-L. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, the first mistake was that Eve engaged in a conversation. This preacher's first mistake is that they allowed this serpent to get close enough to them to see what this serpent had never seen before in this human, in this evil human spirit. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Remember how God had me looking at the movie Sin, the Sin? All of that played into this. But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it. Now, this is where the second lie was told. Eve lied right here. Eve said, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. That was a lie. God ain't said nothing about touching nothing. So from that moment on, Eve had given legal opportunity and right to Satan, because she came into agreement with the serpent, and to the point that she lied. And that, and the serpent, remember, now the serpent was more subtle. More subtle. This is one of the subtleties of Satan, brothers and sisters. And God kept telling me, you got to teach the people how bad a lie is. You got to teach. And I'm thinking, okay, as soon as I finish this and the next assignment, I'll do that. But what he was doing is he was talking to me. Listen. Eve lied to the father of lies. Okay? Now the serpent has her mind. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. He didn't use no big eloquent speech. He only used one word. Now drop down to Genesis chapter 3, verse 13. They committed the sin. She done lied. The devil done took her mind captive. Genesis 3:13, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And here's the answer right here. And the woman said, the serpent beguiled. The Lord rebuked you, Satan. It's over for you in this issue. It's already been done. The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. The Lord said, I want you to look up that word beguiled, because this is what this Satanist did to this believer. I said, okay. So I looked up beguiled. Now it says here that he was subtle. And I'm going to put this together for you. The serpent beguiled me. And then the curse was placed on the earth. Remember, God had us break the curses off the land. If I had not done all of these things, that is why when the enemy came, shape-shifting, in the form of a bird, a fowl of the air. Remember, he first came as an angel of light. Then he came as Satan. He could not get in the sanctuary. So I looked up beguiled. But he said, wait a minute, wait. I want you to look up Genesis 49:17 first. And I want you to put this above beguile. See, y'all jumped ahead of me. Now you gotta back up. because you assumed I was going to say, put the definition of beguile. I probably did. I'm going so fast. But God said, that's the same thing I did. God said, uh-uh. No. I want you to go to Genesis 49:17 and put that above beguile. Genesis 49:17 says, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path. Once again, God was talking about the tribe of Dan and their descendants today of the tribe of Dan. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder, a poisonous snake in the path that biteth the horse's heels. Look here. So that his rider shall fall backward. I said, oh, okay. Just like you did. I said, oh. He said, now go to the gate, the Bible gateway that you always use. And look at the scripture for today. I went to the Bible gateway, and the scripture for today is, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He said, that's who was working with you throughout this whole thing. The Lord Jehovah. And I don't want you to think that what you just encountered and overcome by my Holy Spirit is an unusual thing. He said, you see this? The tribe of Dan. He said, it's all many, many serpents. Adders. And their job is not to strike in the mind. Like everybody tell you. He said, it bites the horse's heel, meaning it strikes through the foot. I said, oh my God. He said, this demon entered this minister through the foot. And I later found out that exactly what God said was true, because this Satanist had touched this person's foot. And that's how the transference was done. Through the foot. He said, I wanted you to know that before you went further. He said, now you see this word beguile? I said, yeah. He said, all of this was used against this minister. Because this is what they use in this type of witchcraft. I said, okay. He said, I want you to look at the synonyms first. And then I want you to look at the antonym of beguile. I said, okay. This is how this minister's spiritual identity was stolen. This is how, through a soul exchange, this minister was supposed to die. And the Satanist was going to counterfeit and be able to counterfeit through counterfeit manifestations of this minister's real anointing. I said, ooh, wow. God said, you don't have to ooh, wow. They done tried it on you, I don't know how many times. But because you deal with so much witchcraft, and I have anointed you and given you power over witchcraft. It has not worked. What Satan's plan was to take this minister out and you two along with this minister and the minister's spouse. I'm talking about some witchcraft from Ghana. And the Lord said, they had gone up to, in Ghana, they have witch villages where the older witches go and all live together. And they all put their power together. And because some Americans have gone up there and helped them build wells, they willfully, not for money, but for the love of their witchcraft craft, which is what? Cultural and generational. Brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus, this is what I had to fight, and this is what I've been fighting for a couple of weeks. Now, go back to that word, beguile. This is the way God gave me understanding. Remember, I have to get it simply. I ain't complicated. To attract or delight as if by magic. He said, you call him a Satanist, but he is a magician that effortlessly beguiles. He said, because this is alluring bewitchment. Now, I just got these words from the definition, and the Holy Ghost began to talk to me about these words. It captivates, charms, enchants, fascinates, it kills. It magnetizes supporting spirits through its wiles. It is witchcraft. It is spiritual witchcraft. It is a combination of cultural, geographical witchcraft that disarms and draws and entices and lures and it pulls because it's been mixed with Christianity. It has been intentionally created through the synchronizing of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and Satan. Okay, God, my understanding is being enlightened. It appeals to the interests of God, but then through it beckons and woos. It causes a person to believe what is untrue. They're beguiled into believing the lie or a lie or some lies. It is deception. It is deception. And the Freemasons call it hoodwink. Because it's a combination. He said, that's why I had you go out there and handle that cornerstone. I just say, God, you just awesome. That's why I had you pour that oil into the earth. Because I knew when they came, you would be able to say like Jesus, the evil one coming. But he has nothing. Nothing he can attach himself to at Jesus Believers Church. You're right, Brother Robert, spiritual old witchcraft. And some of you on this chat line, because of your involvement with Ghanaian lying preachers, false prophets, I was set up to go down. But it didn't work, because the Bible says the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits and free other people. So all I can say this morning is all praise, all glory, all honor belongs to God. Hallelujah. Who says, with man it is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. And God kept saying all week, I will afflict your enemies. Brothers and sisters, all I can say is I made it through. And the person I was ministering to made it through. They got their identity back. They got their power back. And God gave them double for their troubles. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Yeah. quite some time, but I made it over. Had to get down on my knees. Not to love the Our Father with joy in heaven. I don't receive my name. Oh, yes, I made it over. Over the rugged hill. Over the rugged hill. Oh, yes. I done gone through some pain. I lost some loved ones. I lost some family. But I made it over. I made it over. Somebody here tonight. Somebody here tonight. That was shook up with cancer. That was shook up with cancer. Shook up with sugar diabetes. But you made it over. You made it over. Oh, yes, I made it over. Oh, yes, I made it over. Oh, yes, I made it over. Had some hard times. Had some hard times. But I made it over. I can wave my hand. I can wave my hand. Say, I made it over. 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 Oh, yes, 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 I made it over. At the fall of my face. When I made it over. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somehow.
I want you to renounce every spirit of beguilement, every hidden work of magic. I want you to renounce spiritual witchcraft. I want you to renounce Christian lying beguilement. I want you to renounce every subtlety of Satan. I want you to renounce every subtlety of Lucifer. I want you to renounce all foreign spiritual witchcraft, demonic activity, known or unknown. And according to Jeremiah 1 and 10, we root them out to destroy them. We throw them down, covered with the blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And I want you to cough out those hidden spirits. Go! Cough them out. Go! Cough them out. Every lie of beguilement that has ever entered into your ear gate, cast it out. Go! Deaf and dumb. Dumb and deaf. Loose the ear gate. Loose the ear gate. Go! Get out of the ears. Go! I command the ears to open up to the word of truth. Go! I break the power of any agreement with evil, African or any other foreign witchcraft. Go! Get out. All the way back to Adam and Eve, passing through the Tower of Babel. Go! of any and all witchcraft charms, chains, artifacts, clothing, any kind of gift with witchcraft attachment. Go! Get out. Get out! Loose these bodies. I break the power of the spirit of the cauldron. Go! And I destroy the power of all witchcraft sent through the foul of the air. Any kind of bird, pigeon, turkey, any fowl of the air. Go! Get out! Up, up, and out. Up, and out. Up, and out. In the name of Jesus. Every hidden work of magic, any and all spiritual witchcraft, any Christian lying, religious beguilement. The Lord God rebuke you. Go. Go. Get out of that body. Loose those bodies. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. All the way out. Loose the children. Any and all spiritual witchcraft, sickness, and disease, the Lord God rebuke you. Any curses of cancer, strokes, go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Now, Father God, lift your hands up to God. Fill them with more of your power of the Holy Ghost. Fill them with Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost initiating power. Fill. Fill. Fill them up. Fill them up. Overflowing power. And I thank you this morning, God. We made it through.
been up, I've been down, but I never turned around because I made.
Be loved.